Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Foxed In Sports Podcast. Along with three of my children, I've got Garrett, Gannon, and Callie. I'm Todd Fox. Kellen is unable to be here tonight, but we are the Foxed In Sports Podcast, and we want to get straight into the big game from last night, the Oklahoma City Thunder. I know when we met last time, we were up 1-0, and we've had three games since then, but let's talk about the most recent one, since that's the one we really want to talk about. And we may talk about some other ones, but let's hear it. What were your, you guys were nervous last night, I guess?
Yes. I was very nervous.
I was nervous you didn't have your microphone on there, right, you know?
Yeah, I didn't.
Anyway. Okay, yeah.
Anyways.
I don't understand what – I still just don't understand what happened from game one to even currently of the energy straight out of the gate. Like, I just don't understand where it went. I think that's what we thrived on the whole season, was being that young, energetic team that just had so much firepower and passion and, again, energy that nobody could match it. And game one, it showed – a couple of games in this first series it showed, and then even last night wasn't really there until the fourth quarter. So I just don't understand. I think that's what we're losing, and I think that's what they're trying to get back, but they couldn't really do that being down 2-1 and losing the last two the way they did.
And if it wasn't for Shea just like putting on an absolute clinic, we would have been like in the dust, because you said it didn't return until it was like, what would you say, I guess mid fourth quarter maybe. But until then, like, if it wasn't for him holding us that way, nobody would have built it up. Jalen Williams is absolute, like, he's lost everything. I don't know what happened to him.
I don't know what happened. We were talking about that before.
And like, I get, like, they do have good defense for certain things, but like, he's more than a one-dimensional player, so I would have expected him to kind of adapt.
I mean, J-Dub still being a factor on the defensive side for the most part, especially at some points having to switch on to Luka and Kyrie. But offensively, obviously, he was our second option. And considering he's a non-factor offensively right now, it puts way more pressure on Shea, which he's handled so far. But that's called players like Dort to rely on him to score at least 15, if not more. It's a relied on Cason Wallace to hit some really big shots, which he has.
And I don't think people realize how big those shots he's taking as a rookie. Like the fast break three. Did you see that?
That one? Was crazy. Like, for me, it's just the fact that Dagnall has him in the game, late game, guarding Luka or Kyrie. Like, that's who he wants him to guard.
Moments. Yeah.
Like, and he's wanting it. He's asking for it, and he's killing it. Again, we're only tied right now, but he has been one of the brighter spots of the series so far defensively, and just taking really smart shots that he's making.
Too. Yeah. I put only three players on the team in a category of like actually playing good this series, and he's one of the three, along with Shea, and I think Wiggins have played all three as perfect as you can ask.
Yeah, we're so close to being 3-1 up. Stinks.
We're so close to being 3-1 up, but if we play like this, I think we'll lose in six.
Well, I think that this was their – I think you would probably agree this was their worst game, and we still managed somehow to win. Dallas, I mean, that fourth quarter, they just – I don't want to say they handed it to us because we took it, but still.
We also shot 50% from free throw, like – extremely lucky there for us. Anyways, I cut you off. What were you saying?
Well, no, I have – here's just a few notes that I have down. Is everyone other than Shea and Chet went 15 of 56 last night, which is only 26.8% shooting.
Goodness.
Yeah. I didn't know so that's minus those two guys. And then – so the Thunder shot 38% from the court. The Mavs shot 40. Thunder shot 25% from three. Mavs shot 34% from three. and the Mavericks out-rebounded us by two. Mavericks had 26 assists to our 18. We had 10 points off turnovers. They had 19 points off turnovers. And then they had 40 points in the paint, and we only had 28 points in the paint. So it's a you look at those kind of stats, and you think we probably lost.
Oh, yeah, especially yeah. The rebounding, because what did they say on the radio the other day, Dad? Like, I want to say at least like almost a 70% of the time
the in winners, yeah.
so far. Yeah, the yeah. winner is the team that rebounded more. So the fact that we didn't win that and still won is like...
I mean, great. Fair. It was only two rebounds, but...
True.
Still counts.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Still counts. And let me see if this shows me offensive rebounds. As a team, we had 12. They had 12, so we both had 12 offensive rebounds. That's surprising to me, but hey. Usually
we're... We just made smarter plays at the end because we could have won the game game three.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Do you remember that Joe pass that got like right to Luka? You remember that? Like things like that. We didn't do that last night, which
right.
at the end we didn't. The last like 5-6 minutes, which is the total difference maker. And I was texting Kellen after and I was like, I'm the first guy to be like, oh, Shea played so great. He played so great. But like... I've never seen a performance stuff from him like that.
It's an MVP.
Every time he shot it, it was just like, that's probably going in. And somehow, tough shot, somehow found the mid-range. Because anytime he would try to drive, they would put four guys in there because everybody else couldn't shoot.
We couldn't drive at all for the team. Yeah.
And executed it perfect. Like, I don't even know. Like I said, I'm the obvious guy to just start overhyping him maybe, but that was – literally a perfect performance. He had no turnovers all game, I believe, too.
Little C, what do you think about the game last night?
Ask me a question about it. I can't just say what I think.
Why do you think...
Who were your MVPs of the series so far?
Of the series or the game last night? Series? Okay.
That was the question, yep.
Shay.
Yeah.
Okay. Besides Shay.
Wallace.
Mm.
I think that he's just better than any of the other guys that haven't started yet. And I think that he's making some good shots whenever we need him. And I'm glad that he played more minutes than Giddy last night.
Oh, yeah.
Facts. Good insight.
That block, too, was like...
Oh, on Kyrie?
And
then he went down and hit the three.
Yes.
Wait, no, that was
the thing is, no, it was like a couple minutes different, I think, or maybe two possession. But the angle that he blocked is perfect because he tried to draw the foul even, and it flat out wasn't. But if he had any bit of like closer distance between him, it probably would have been whistled.
Yeah.
But the way he blocked that was just like, that was perfection.
He's clutch. That's what you need in this playoffs. And I know I don't know what's going on with J-Dub, but Chet played his best game since game one. Two and three, he just seemed like he was
tired.
He was tired, but he wasn't very assertive, you know, at all, and let them kind of push him around. And thing is, like, every time this guy goes up for a rebound, I mean, he's getting nailed. I mean,
he's
constantly.
The only one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the only one on the team that's like holding down the fort down there.
Well, yeah. I mean, he goes up for a defensive challenge and probably makes the miss. We're not getting the rebound. We're just not.
Because he's the only
only one down there who's putting any kind of work. I know. I will say that's one thing I think Wiggins has helped. You'll see him fly in from like the wing or something and grab one.
And he has the angle.
Even still, like whenever he goes up for a defensive challenge, it's pretty much a lock that either they're making it or they're getting a second chance.
Yeah.
I've heard three different scenarios. Go ahead, Gannon. Go ahead.
I'll say he also just has, like, I hope he works on his hands this summer.
Oh, my gosh.
There's, like, three or four times, I think, he, like, off a roll, maybe he rolls in, pass right to him. If he had hands, like, obviously you can't expect him to be like Jokic, but Jokic would catch it and just do some kind of just little floater right in the basket. But he just flies through his hands all the time.
Those two free throws at the end, though. That is
cold-blooded.
Clutch. His were more important than Shea's at the end for obvious reasons, but
yeah.
Him I know. I think it was dad. He missed a couple, one out of two, like in the middle of the season or late season. And dad was like, don't want him taking those shots. But I mean, he drilled
trying to bust my chops or what?
Yeah. You know, you just don't know what you're talking about.
And he'd say, oh, whatever. Whatever. What's crazy is Luka missing a free throw towards the end.
Yeah, was not it crazy at all?
Yeah, he's not an MVP. He sucks.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just saying, like, he's supposed to be this, MVP and all that, and he missed one, and I think, was it Washington? Did he miss one as well?
Yeah. He, like, barely hit the rim.
Yep. That guy's having, like, a career playoff
series. He's making himself millions of dollars from this series alone.
Did you see that, or did you see that they started talking all this mess whenever they got a little bit of momentum, and then was it Dort talking back to Luka?
Him and Kaysen. Kaysen
was kind of like calming him down, but he was also talking at the same time.
I
loved it though.
I'm telling you,
it was that moment. If you look back, it was that moment that it was like dink, and right after that, we came out.
I think PJ was doing his like stand and
yeah. I think it's getting chippy, and you're gonna see it's getting even more like. I don't know if you guys noticed at one point, when was it? I can't remember when it was, but Dort usually is pretty calm and collective, type of guy. But he kind of jawed at the officials at one point. I don't know if I've ever seen him do that. Have you?
No, nobody on our team really does. Even if they disagree, the most they'll do is just kind of like.
J-Dub's doing it a lot now, too.
But I'd be sick of it if I were them.
Well. And then, I mean, I know this is something we could talk about for a while, but I did not know. We went to game two, me and, Gannon and Callie, Ma, and I didn't realize how big of a whiner and complainer Luka was until I went to that game. I'd always heard it. I see it on TV, but the thing is like, even when it's on commercial breaks, the guys over there whining to the officials, they said it last night during the game. I don't know if you guys heard, they said, during the break, Luka was talking with the officials. Like, why? Like, every time this guy gets touched, he's always doing this. Why? And I'm like,
he's on the floor is what happens.
Tee the guy up. I'm tired. I mean, I can't stand the guy now. He's a good basketball player, but I can't stand how he whines like a little kid.
Mm-hmm. The announcer literally said also on air that Luka needs to stop looking and begging for a foul and just focus on the game because he thinks it's messing him up and messing up the team's momentum.
Yeah,
I was about to bring that up because it was after a good shot. Like I think it was a mid-range. He drilled it and it was like, that was a respectable shot. But then he's like immediately just like head turned. I remember the announcer. He's like, he needs to just focus on playing because I agree with the announcer though. And I always say this, but like if a good
high level, unbiased
announcer
says
something like that, like, you know, it's pretty bad because they usually obviously try to stray away from comments like that. Did you guys see too when Shea fouled PJ at the very end, him and Kaysen were kind of like, they weren't arguing, they were in disagreement because he said it's like miscommunication, but somebody asked Shea after and he said that he apologized and felt bad and he said he does nothing wrong all game, and the one time he does wrong, I yell at him, but we're good. But I think that's
I didn't notice it, though, because response. I mean, he's the reason Tim Hardaway almost had the most wide-open three, just because he was helping to pick up at midcourt, which made it no sense. Luckily, I think Shea filled that hole last second, but no, I did see that, and he also went straight to there was another player on the court he went to also and kind of started yelling at him. I think they were all just super confused, but
yeah.
Well, going up or tying it now 2-2, and the game is, I believe, Wednesday night, right? 8:30, which is tomorrow night. So that'll be a big game. It's here in OKC. Man, I mean, we've got to come out and with some, like you said a minute ago, like with some fire. Because I know in game two, we got so far behind. I think game one, we were behind and kind of going back and forth. But game two, like, we didn't have the lead until somewhere in the 70s. And we had a lead for like a 3-point lead.
Two possessions.
Like not very long. And we've got to come out with some kind of firepower, some passion. And that's one thing I was going to talk about a minute ago. You know they're not going to change it. Okay. But I've heard three different scenarios of taking Giddy out and putting Joe in. I've heard, Jay Will, anybody. And I've also heard Wiggins, like all any anybody. One of those three guys. But the you know, I don't think they'll do it from the continuity piece of it. Plus, I don't know. They just seem like they're very stubborn at this point. And I don't know if they want to rock the boat and have to answer a bunch of questions. I don't know what it is.
Two things on that. One, they started Joe in the second half last night, which I think it tells you something in which itself.
They do. Yeah, they've done the second halves definitely start, games, yeah. I think.
Anyways, and then forgot my second point.
Was it Jay Will or Wiggins?
No.
Or?
No, it was going to be... Oh, yeah. So what's up with all of a sudden Shea not touching the ball in the first 4 minutes of the game? That's been the last three games at least. I'm telling, like, he does not touch the ball offensively. They force it to go through Giddy or J-Dub, which, if it works, great. But then we get ourselves into a 10-point hole immediately, and then Shea has to crawl us back barely at the end of the first, and then he's gassed. Like, I don't understand the he just sits in the corner as a decoy for the first little while, and I don't understand the thought process behind
He needs to start from right at the beginning and just – take charge right at the beginning. I mean, we all know who's in charge.
Over 30 shots. Yeah. He's always like, maybe high 20s is like usually his limit. But if he took like 35, 36 shots, I would love it.
Yeah. And I was also going to say, like, let me look at last night's game. I know Dort was 3 out of 10 from 3-point range. He's got to hit those because most of those shots, I don't say most of them, but there's quite a few of them that are, where he's wide open.
He doesn't take a bad shot for the
most
part.
Well, I mean, he's got to nail those. He's got to nail those wide open shots, though. Joe was 0 for 3 last night. Yeah. Wiggins was 0 for 3. This is from 3-point range. A couple nights ago, like Dort was 2 out of 7 on, what was that, Saturday? And then on the game we went to on Friday, it was a Thursday night. Yeah, he was 2 out of 4. I know, whatever. Chet had he was 1 out of 6. He had a terrible game that game.
But that one he hit though was
no, yeah, no. You're huge. Right. That was
you're right. He did shoot bad, but
his foot went on the line on that one, right? There was another one. You remember that one was a three. There was another one on going the opposite direction where we thought it was a three at first, but he
it was on the left elbow. I can't.
Yeah,
remember. Was it Chet?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the left elbow. It wasn't that one, but I thought that one was also, but no.
I want to talk about game two real quick because that's the game we went to, but which was bad. But I know Gannon and Callie, you guys got to go down and get some autographs. You want to talk about that a minute?
Yeah.
Let's see, you got anything to say about the autograph session?
I mean,
what did you guys do? Like, you had talk. Okay, go ahead.
Here's an inside scoop, which we wouldn't know about if I hadn't heard on or seen on Twitter a few years ago. But if you go when the doors open and get to, like, I think it's section 118 to 119. Is it maybe 117 to 118? I can't remember. But you go down to where the tunnel is. They'll be doing their warm-ups. And Shea, every game, will come around the tunnel and sign everything. Some other players will too. Chet's inconsistent. You don't know if he's doing it. Dort is spotty on where he picks. But like I said, I saw it on Twitter a few years ago. And if you go early enough, you can get some signatures for free. Just bring something that you want to bring. So me and Callie, we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I got Shea, Isaiah Joe, J Dub, and J Will. So
on what?
Pretty cool. Shay signed a book, and then the other ones just signed the program or whatever.
Yeah.
Tell everybody what the book was. That was pretty cool.
We went to a little bookshop whenever we picked Gannon up from college, and I found this little book that says Three Cheers for Chet, and it's just a story about some dog named Chet. So I bought it and then taped Shay's face on the kid and then Chet's face on the dog, and then I got Shea to sign it, but I was going to get Chet, but he doesn't do autographs.
And they said he did game one against the Pelicans, but hasn't done one since.
And you guys said that you could tell that Shea read it, right? Because the way
he's on autopilot and he's just like sign. If you look at Cali, I think I recorded it, right? I have a video. Shay's signing my shoe, which is one of his shoes, right? He's signing it. Looks away halfway through the signature, and the second half is just like you can't see anything. But he's signing it, and then the second half you can see his eyes go over
because he's reading. Like,
yes, well, and like I said, he's going very fast, but for this half second here, he goes onto Callie's book and like he like kind of like moves his pen of where he's gonna write to make sure it doesn't get in the way.
Yeah,
he's reading and looking at it, which that whole thing is within like 3 seconds, so it doesn't look. Yeah. But if you look at the slow mo, you can see his eyes like.
So if we have, funny. If it's possible, we'll get those videos on this thing, Garrett. Hopefully, maybe, I don't know. And then there's another one where you see J-Dub right in front of little C doing it, and that was pretty cool. And then you got the night before, or the game before, you got your other shoes signed, right?
Yeah, because he had shoes come out a few years ago. So I went down, and I was like real high up there, but I tied the shoelace real long on one of them, just held him way down. And he, signed
and
it.
And then you walked around the rest of the game with only one shoe on?
Yes. Because it's right under.
What the heck?
Imagine a foot, and if this is the toe, it's gonna crease. It was like signed right here, so it would have creased. Okay. And I was like, I'm not touching it.
Well, that's cool though.
It was one really footed neat. Or one shoed? Yeah, it's cool. Like I said, I didn't know about it until I saw it a few years ago, but I'm very happy that somebody told me about that.
Well, I know game two we went to. And we found out a little bit, I don't know, maybe earlier in that afternoon, that's when I found out anyway, that food was half price from 6:30 to 7:30. And the tip-off was at 8:30, and they were letting everybody in at 6:30. So from 6:30 to 7:30, we got there right on time. We walked around a little bit and then went to the game, went in, and while they went downstairs to get the autographs, me and Mom went and got some food, and course I was expecting, I was excited with the half price because I like me some good food, and I had the little boomerang cheeseburger, so I wish they had a little chicken fried steak, but it's okay though. It was still good.
Too much to ask for in an arena.
Yeah, I may have a little chat with Sam Presti and we'll see, but no, it was good. But I will tell you, dadgum, like, kind of embarrassed why we acted a little bit during that game with some of the crowd around us. To be honest with you, like, I felt okay the whole time. I felt okay. I've seen this happen. We're going to come back. And we were so far down that we kept coming back. Okay. And we would get close to it. Right. And then all of a sudden, then we would go back down again. I mean, it was terrible, terrible. So I don't know. But we were acting like a bunch of hillbillies out there, hooping, hollering, yelling at Luca, yelling. I mean, I was saying stuff to Luca. I mean, I said, you suck, Luca, really loud. And then all of a sudden, little C saying, I'm like, oh, little C, you can't say stuff like that. So,
C. You guys are probably who Kyrie was talking about, honestly.
Yeah, they could hear us all the way up in the higher section. Yeah.
Well, that's
also
okay.
Though, we wouldn't have looked as crazy if we weren't in a dead section, because our section was just like,
it was.
Just like,
dead. It was dead. I mean, but it was still exciting. Like before the game, I was just looking around going, man, I don't think we can lose this thing with the crowd as crazy as they were. But I will tell you, Scott Foster is the worst official. And I'm not going to sit there and blame a whole lot of stuff on officials. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be, but he is the worst official. I don't know, how many listeners know who Angel Hernandez is, the baseball umpire. Like he's like the version of him, of Angel Hernandez in the NBA. He's terrible. And there's so many and again, I guarantee you there's some that favored us. I get it, because we're not showing that on the big screen. But there was that one where Kyrie
didn't get touched.
And he didn't even get touched. They're anticipating calls. You can't anticipate it. You got to wait for it to happen. But then I'm biased. I'm not going to lie to anybody. Everybody knows I'm biased about it. But it seems to me that anytime Luka drives, they call a foul. And the fact that Chet's getting beat up whenever he's trying to get these rebounds. And it's like, dadgum. And these other, I mean, it's, what am I trying to say? They're just not calling it fair, in my opinion. But again, I am biased, but there were several poor calls that night, and I don't think Dagnall, I think he did not get one of those correct. Replaced
that one game too.
Yeah, he got both of them right yesterday though, right?
Yes, which is one huge, but two, like, they were easy enough calls. They shouldn't have had to be challenged, but
sure.
Yeah, Dort's arm got like wrecked on a layup, and they didn't know
for sure. But anyway, Callie, what do you have to say about all that?
I was just going to say, I think one thing last night, Luka really showed how big of a child he is, because not only was he complaining to the refs every time, but towards the end, whenever he missed that free throw, I think somebody called a timeout or something, and instead of like talking with his team, figuring out where to go with there, he went and sat on the edge of the bench and was like hitting himself in the head like a kid. And then a few minutes later, they're out, and I think it was during Chet's free throws, and he picks his nose and eats it. And I was like,
what?
Child. Yeah.
You're lying.
Garrett, are you making this up?
No, it's on the screen.
Wait, are you serious? Are you lying?
I'm being so serious.
She's not going to make that up, I'm sure.
I guess not, but I just, like, out of everything that was about to come out of her mouth, I did not think it would be that.
Well, you got to get that thing viral quickly. So, yeah, there you go. That's crazy, man. Unbelievable.
I'm surprised nobody else saw it.
Why is nobody talking about it? Oh, I'm just trying to imagine that big old ugly dude.
I don't want to hear that stuff. That's so disgusting, man. Oh. Anyway, so how do you feel? How are you feeling right now? Because I know a week ago we were talking, and there was, I want to say, some of us were saying
sweep and five,
six. I told a guy at work, and he goes, "Hey, do you think we're going to sweep them?" I go, "No, it'll go at least six." And he looked at me like I was crazy. I go, "I mean, it's going to probably go at least six games, is what I think." What are your thoughts now?
Do you have a video of that? Or
it doesn't matter. I said it. So
you're like the LeBron James of podcasts.
I have integrity and I don't lie. So there you go.
Yeah.
What are you like? What are you saying? What are you talking about? I mean, I don't lie. You kidding me? I'm like the most blunt person you ever known. I'm just going to shoot my what's off my top of my head, right?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, what are you guys thinking? What are you feeling?
I think it's going to go to seven.
Yeah.
I think we'll.
That would be crazy.
I think it would be crazy. I think we'll go 1-1 at home. Like, we'll both split at the home, but they just match up really well with us to the extent of being able to push us to seven. I mean, they're a good team. They have good players.
They are. And I think, I mean, since the trades they made, they have been one of the best.
I just think Dagnall needs to get it figured out. And once he does, you know, and hypothetically, he does it after last night, I don't think we lose another game this series. But
all right, hypothetically, if it does go seven, does that make it next Monday night? Is that, do you know? When is that? When would that be? Because we're going to play.
No, that'd be. Yeah, I think you're right. It'd be Wednesday, then we'd play Friday, and then
it would
I think
be Monday night, 7:30.
It would be Wednesday night, which we're going to play. If we play again, it won't be till Saturday in Dallas. So we're guaranteed to go back to Dallas. So we do have a game on Saturday. We're the only game that day. Go ahead.
Well, I'd say if it goes to 7, it'll be 7:30 on Monday.
Well, that would, I'm not going to lie, that'd be exciting, because these late games are killing me.
Way better than the 8:30. 8:30 is crazy.
Killing me, you know, because I have to get up early. Yeah.
You know, it's just so hard to predict, because, like,
might just have a try.
I know. No, you're right.
We are Twitch the last Thunder team that I would have thought to say this about this season, but, like, I have no idea what team is going to come out tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, up until game two, before game two, I would have been like, I know what team we're going to see.
Right.
We're going to have this and this and this favor us, and I like our odds, but, like,
what? How do you like our chances? Because, I mean, I don't want to act like Shea's never going to have a bad game, because it's possible, okay? But
yeah,
but he's been the most
three of them.
What happens if J-Dub jumps and gets
just plays normal?
It is over.
Yes, plays normal.
If he plays normal,
over.
If Chet plays normal, and if our big three plays normal, I think we, like, not, I'm going to say smoke him, but it's like, like, we take care of business. You know?
All I ask is we see the J-Dub in the fourth quarter that we had all year.
Yeah.
Fourth quarter J-Dub is is an all-star. Least. Like,
that's what he did game one.
Yeah. And
10 points.
Fantastic.
I think it'd also go to seven, which I think we favor in the game seven. We have a better, like, high intensity kind of team.
Sure.
At home.
Sure.
I like our odds in game seven.
Dude, our fans in that game, I might have to take out a loan to go to that game because that would be special.
That would be something else, man.
That would be, yeah,
just because,
be fired up.
Don't get it, it's not only is it a game seven, not only does the fans and everybody in the city love this team, but yes, also we all hate Dallas.
Yeah.
We hate Dallas.
Yeah.
And we
I'm
hate
telling you, man.
And we
yes.
hate TJ Washington.
It is going to be a
Tyreek
like crazy
and shove it. Like,
yes.
We hate that team. And the way that they're yes. just, again, Gannon talked about it earlier, but the chippiness, like towards the end of the yep. game, them like getting in all of our faces and like laughing and yelling. And
like
we're
us.
Just like, all right. I mean, we've yeah. been here before. Not really, actually, yeah. but.
We act like
we have been now.
More than they do. Yeah.
We have been now.
So,
I don't want it to go game seven. I don't want it to go game seven.
I mean, yeah, I'd choose six if I could, but
yeah.
it's a, I mean, this is why, not that this was in contention, but this is why we were a one seed and why we needed the one seed is for that game.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I can also see us going to seven in the next series, which is going to be massive.
So, and I was going to ask that real quick, and then we'll move on. It was 2-0 Minnesota. Denver's won the last two. How do you see that going now?
That's
I have no idea. I think that one's more of a question mark than ours.
Road teams won every game.
It like everything is backwards.
Who are you guys for? Callie, who are you for in that game? Denver or Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Okay.
Why?
I'm easy for Denver, dude. I would love to see Denver win.
You just hate Anthony Edwards and hate on him. But I'm Minnesota
I'm not
all
a fan,
the way.
I'm not a fan of like
who do you think we'd
Towns
have a
or Edwards? That's true. But I would just like Denver a lot too, though.
Who do we match up better with?
Denver.
Denver. Like easy.
All right. So we've got to beat Dallas first. That's the
we're halfway through. Right?
Do we?
All right. So moving on, the last topic we have tonight is I've got a question for all of y'all. And I want you guys to all rank these inventions without knowing what comes next. So you're going to rank them 1 to 5, but you're not going to know what comes next, okay?
Okay.
So y'all ready? Garrett, you ready?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you texting somebody or what's going on?
Writing it down.
Are you paying attention? Okay, all right. These are all inventions, okay? So rank them 1 through 5, 1 being the best and 5 being, I don't want to say the worst, but it's
yes,
worst of the five.
The worst.
Well, worst of the five, but I mean, whatever. Five, you know, anyway, whatever.
Let's continue. Right.
Okay. Video games.
5.
Gannon, you're such a saint. I'm going to go 2.
I'm going to be honest, though. Like, probably everything up here is going to be, like, monumental, except for that.
Wait. Okay. Like, I'll go 3. Because I have, you just said inventions. That's the most broad thing I've ever heard.
There could be like a light bulb on there. Like,
what do you want me to say?
I'm going to go 5.
One of those toilets.
Callie, what'd you say?
3.
All right. Vehicles.
Oh.
2.
Which are all of you are drivers now? Thank you.
Which
the internet.
Oh, 4.
Yeah, 4.
What was the question again?
Rank these inventions without knowing what comes next. So, like, rank them. So, what have you even written yours down yet? Are you busting my chops? Do I know what's going on?
Yeah.
Internet.
Yeah, internet.
See, here's the different thing. You could go Gannon's approach and be like, this stuff's bad for the environment or for like the mental state of people.
I mean,
or you could go,
all right,
these are very useful. We would be way.
Oh, yeah.
We would
but
be way different
better vehicles or internet.
We wouldn't be having a podcast without it.
I'm imagining. I'm trying to think. Sliced bread might be here. Light bulbs might be here.
Yeah, and those suckers can go to 4 and 5 for me. I'm going internet number 1.
Callie,
I already said 4.
4.
4. You're on that thing all day.
That's why she says that. She's got other things that are better.
Go ahead, next one.
Wait, what did Gina put it at?
I put 4 as well.
The toilet.
Three.
Five.
That's a good one. Five.
You just
yeah.
go out. You guys just go outside.
You put video games at five, Callie.
Just go outside and not worry about it. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, that one's. That one's.
I guess like indoor plumbing, toilet, that kind of thing.
I'd rather have a toilet than the internet.
No, I'm saying like that's when I probably would have switched because toilets you just go outside.
Can't do it though. That's what you said.
All right.
What's my number one going to be?
What I'm saying, but I'm saying like
yeah, but you can't have
a little because you're a little four spot.
The telephone.
Oh, frick, dude. That's my number four.
You think it's important?
Yeah.
I'm not talking
video games, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm not talking like cell phones, because, I mean, again, back in the day, it was, you guys don't know. I mean, you had a cord and you had some dial-up phones.
Like my list.
Cost us money to call. And all right, so that's those are ranked those inventions without knowing what came next. That was pretty good. Pretty good stuff. We'll do some more. Again, next week, but we want to thank all of our listeners for taking time out of your day to listen to the Fox Den Sports Podcast. I know you've got a lot of things going on, and you decided to listen to us, so we appreciate it. We're hoping the Thunder can knock out game five tomorrow night, which is Wednesday night, and we hope that happens. We want you to make sure you follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to that YouTube channel. It's free, so you can subscribe to it, and you'll get a notification. You can turn them off if you want, but you'll have a notification when we're here. And then we're also on Twitter. We're on Instagram, Facebook, all that kind of good stuff. And wherever you listen to your podcast, we are on. I put it this way. I haven't found one we're not on, so we're on there. So I do want to remind everybody that iron sharpens iron.
Please stay safe.
Be savage, not average.
Remember to join the school.
And until next time.
Good.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Boomer.